Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got a great show for you tonight. I'm your host, Dr. Pat. And I'll tell you, there is very, very interesting energy that I'm sensing these days. One of the things that I was really clear to point out on my earlier show today is there's so many of you that tune in, turn us on, listen to the archives, download us from iTunes, you name it. You have figured out a way to listen to the show. And one of the things that we've incorporated is an instant feedback mechanism. And I want to tell you about it. Most of the time, you all try to call into the shows and the lines get filled really quickly. So we've listened to what you've asked for. We've incorporated right on the homepage of the drpatshow.com. And you can get there by going to www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Right on the homepage on the right-hand side, that's where you can ask us questions. That's where you can also submit your name. When we do giveaways, we'll need your name and your address, of course, so that we can mail them to you. So, yeah, it has been a very, very interesting incorporating that so that more of you from across the globe can get your questions on air. So we're getting questions from all over the world, and we want to thank all of you for letting us know what it is that will help you be able to connect with us and help us connect with you better. Today's show, I've really been looking forward to it. You know, I think each of us gets to say yes to a certain path in our lives. And earlier today, I got to talk with one of my guests about our soul's purpose and why is it so often we feel alone and left out of the loop and struggling to find what our soul is so longing for. But the question then becomes, you know, what happens when we're faced with serious illnesses, obstacles, changes that our bodies go through? And you can have the most incredible dream or vision in the world only to find yourself waking up one day and having excruciating pain in your body, or at some level not understanding why that cancer has taken over your life. Well, today is a very special show. It's a message of hope with Alice McCall. Alice is joining us here today. You're going to be thrilled about what she has to say. But more importantly, what is it that she has discovered, this transformational energy healer, this spiritual counselor, inspirational speaker? Her work covers mind, body, spirit, and includes both physical and emotional healing. She's worked with a wide range of people that have had very, very serious diseases, chronic issues, chronic illnesses. And so what has she discovered about these energy blocks, these things that get in at the cellular level that have caused so many people to suffer in what we call chronic illness? She is the author of the sought-after book, Wellness Wisdom, which I have right here in front of me. And we're going to take you through that book. She's appeared on radio, television, and as a matter of fact, she's joining us here today so that we can all get an understanding of how to live, thrive, and be absolutely juicy in this lifetime. Alice, thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here for a lot of reasons. And I think I want to start at the beginning, so to speak. And what I mean by that is a question that I started to ask my guests right at the very beginning. And some people think it's kind of a strange question, but it really talks to, I guess, to who I am and so many other people. Here you are, the author of this book, this incredible healer. The question has to come up about some of the obstacles, challenges that you personally have had to overcome in order to bring you to this very moment. Would you share those with us?
Oh, sure. I've had many of them. I'm a human being like everyone. And in fact, I find as an energy healer and spiritual counselor, I find that sometimes I might have more than the normal person because I really need to learn and understand what's going on so I can help others. And so therefore, the experience that I have can really help other people. I've had obstacles of serious chronic health issues. I've had, which I've healed successfully about 10 years ago. I've had the diagnosis of breast cancer in 2007, and I also went through financial downturn during the real estate downturn at the same time, which I worked through with grace and success. I'm very have a lot of gratitude around that because I had a lot of spiritual help for that journey. And I also, you know, have, like everyone, you know, you have your relationship stuff, you have things that might not be going your way. But through all of it, I have continued to learn more and more about how energy works in the world, how being aligned spiritually really is the only way to go, and how if you keep yourself centered in peace and love and live in the moment and allow with intention, wonderful things can fly into your life. So all of the bad things, Dr. Pat, really for me anyway, have represented gifts because inside there's always been a quantum leap forward that I've been able to take and therefore also use to help my clients with as well.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you just said because you really mentioned a number of different things. Let's start with the notion of chronic illness because there may be some people that have an idea of what chronic illness means or what it is. But it would be so wonderful if we could just take a moment and define this in terms of where we are in contemporary times. Yeah, I think years ago we weren't talking about chronic illness. And so the question then becomes, what is chronic illness and why is it on the rise as so many people think it is?
Okay. Well, my definition of chronic illness is something that no matter what you do, it just sticks with you like a glove and it becomes part of your life. You have to deal with it. It's every day. And for me, throughout my life, it was sinusitis, allergies, vertigo, which was very debilitating, and chronic intestinal bouts. And they stuck with me as other people have chronic things that stick with them, like irritable bowel syndrome is something that a lot of people have. You know, for a long, you know, it just sort of sticks with you. It doesn't go away no matter what you do. And for me in my journey with that, I did everything that the medical community could offer. And finally, with my allergies, the last doctor I went to said that we've done everything we can. The only thing we have left to do to help you is to shoot cortisone up each side of your nose every week or so.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Do you believe it? And I said, man, well, that's not a good idea. So I said, okay, we're not going.
I do believe it.
So I'm like, all right.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I then decided to pursue, this is a number of years ago, a whole holistic path, and I left every stone unturned. I tried everything there was, and I have to say that everything on the holistic side helped diminish my symptoms considerably. But the health issues still clung on, and over time, even though I stayed with the healthy protocols I learned, they continued to increase. To me, that's a chronic issue, no matter what you do. So what was what I learned was how to address that. I learned what really causes them, and I learned how to address it, and that's what I help other people do, and I'd be glad to talk more about that if you'd like me to.
Well, I think really I absolutely would like you to talk about it. But I have to ask you the question of what it was like to hear this information because, you know, now what you do is you help people with both the physical and the emotional. I mean, if sitting down and hearing somebody tell you that you're not only are you sick, but you're going to be sick for the rest of your life and probably the only way you're going to get relief is some pill, potion, lotion or some injection on a regular basis. I mean, what is that like? And the reason I'm asking this question is because we have millions of people getting that information every day now.
Absolutely. Well, I was horrified, first of all, and I felt like this can't be true. I don't want to do that to my body. What are my other options? And actually, for me, because I'm this kind of person, it actually made me stand up and, you know, say, I'm going to turn every stone over till I find something. But it's very scary. You feel very vulnerable. You feel like you're incomplete. Or you don't know when you're or how you're going to get well. And I work with a lot of clients that have the same thing. I worked successfully with someone with MS last year. Actually, it was 2 years ago. And she was told that she would never, there was nothing that anyone could ever do for her, and that she would have to take painkillers for the rest of her life, and probably with increasing doses, and probably ultimately pain pills that were addictive. And that was what she was told. But what's in my book is her medical charts before and after working with me, and we turned that around, and that is not her life anymore. So she felt horrible. I mean, what choice do you have but to look for alternative methods? I had a woman come to me who was told, you're stage 4 kidney failure, the next stage is stage 5, but your body isn't strong enough to do dialysis, which is what you need in stage 5, so you don't have a lot of options in your life here. Well, how do you think that woman felt? What is she facing? If her body can't handle dialysis and that's what the next step is, she's looking at something like maybe not living too long. So it's not a positive scenario when you're faced with that information.
Well, you know, and we're going to talk about a number of different things today. And what do you make, Alice? What do you make of the how do I say it? The shifts, the changes in wellness and health and the medical profession. And what I mean by that is I live in an area that, my gosh, if you say alternative medicine, it's almost passe because, you know, the area that I live in, it is an alternative around here. It's, you know, people believe in fully integrated, holistic approaches to things. And yet I believe that we are really an anomaly here in the Pacific Northwest. Where have we come from in terms of an understanding of holistic / alternative remedies for things? Are we making progress?
I think we are, and I will say you do live in a progressive area because I live in the southern part of the states, and it is not as progressive.
Right.
So, and, you know, the medical community here doesn't want to hear too much around alternatives. But what I know for a fact is, which is enlightening and helpful, is more and more doctors coming out of medical school who are open-minded are choosing to embrace holistic practices as well as their medical degree. There's a lot of medical doctors going to work in holistic clinics. A lot of the teaching universities that are affiliated with hospitals are having integrated approaches right in them, you know, like places where, that teach meditation and do Reiki and Qigong and things like that. So there is progress being made, but I have to say that on an everyday basis, when you look at 85% of the United States outside of those specialized hospitals and some specialized areas like the West Coast, you're not in the same place of growth and awareness and acceptance.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Alice, you and I have so much to talk about. My biggest dilemma for tonight's show is making sure that I'm able to get in a conversation with you on the so many brilliant things you present in your book, Wellness Wisdom. We're going to take a short break when we come back. My very special guest, Alice McCall, is joining me here today. Not only are we going to talk about what it's like to have cancer, but what has she discovered? More importantly, what are some of the healing modalities, crystals? How about the body, acidic versus alkaline? What does this mean to any of us on our healing journey? Well, I'll tell you, that's why Alice is joining us here today. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you, I have been so looking forward to speak with my guest, Alice McCall, joining us here tonight. I want all of you to know she's also the author of Wellness Wisdom. And if you take a look and you check out her website, which is, and I'll make sure everybody's got the information about her website. If you go to her website, healingpath.info, healingpath.info, you'll be able to find lots of information about her upcoming events, energy healing, inspiring thoughts, you name it, it's here, as well as her book, Wellness Wisdom. Alice, thank you so much for joining us today. You and I were talking about where should we start the conversation, and you suggested let's start the conversation with cancer. Yes, it is Cancer Awareness Month, but I think it's an important conversation because it doesn't seem to be that we are seeing success in the rate by which men and especially women are getting cancer. So I think it is, I think it's a great place to start, and I can't wait to hear about your own journey.
Okay, great. Well, I think for me, one of the most important parts to start with cancer or any serious disease is what really causes it. We're always putting funds into finding the cure for cancer, for finding it out. And we seem to be sort of medically, in the medical community, in the same place we were many years ago, but yet more and more people are getting the disease than ever before. And so from my work and what I've learned in my practice and what I've successfully helped other people through my facilitation of their work and my own work, is behind every serious health issue, disease, or unwanted life pattern is always a buried negative thought or emotion or trauma from some time in your life. You know, if you look at the word, the definition of the word heal in the dictionary, the definition is to become whole. It is not to fix what's broken. And if you think of the wholeness of the way God made us, we were made with four parts: mind, body, spirit, and emotion. Yet almost everybody that's in the health community, whether it's traditional or holistic, tends to look exclusively on the body and the symptoms of a health issue. If you look at the other aspects, what happens is when we hold on to a negative thought or emotion, it automatically gets buried energetically in the cells of our body as dense, heavy energy. We were born with light, bright energy, like a little baby, sparkly, but our own spin-ups with ourselves of holding on to sadness or anger or betrayal or whatever our theme is that we're holding on to in our life gets plowed in there, and over time it can cause a part of your body to malfunction, or it could be weaken it so it can't fight off a virus or a bacteria or a serious disease like cancer. So what I have found in my own healing journey, and also with working with other people with cancer, is we can go a long way to transforming that health issue a lot if we can just identify what we're holding on to deeply. And just to give you an example, Dr. Pat, if you look at the breast area, let's just take breast cancer, since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The breast is the place of nurturing. It's where the mom feeds the baby. So if someone has an experience in their life where they weren't emotionally nurtured by mom or dad or both, and they might also set up a pattern in their lives where they don't nurture themselves, or they put themselves last, or they're hard on themselves, or they beat themselves up, or they're critical of themselves, or if they have a situation where they have a lot of betrayal in their life. This is also the area of the heart, so it has to do with relationships or being treated with disrespect or feeling unworthy. All of these, not good enough, all of these feelings, if we hold on to them, can actually get plowed into that breast automatically. We don't sit there and say, gee, I feel sad because my mom didn't nurture me, so I'm going to put density in my breast. But it goes there, just like anger automatically goes to the liver, or like worry and obsessions go to the spleen. It's just automatic. So they get in there. So one of the most important things I feel for prevention or for healing, or even if you use the traditional methods to ensure that the cancer doesn't come back or the disease doesn't come back, is to do the work of working at a deep subconscious and unconscious level to find out what you're holding on to. And it can be, these are themes I'm giving you. They can be unique twists for each person based on their life experiences, and shift it energetically and replace it with a healthier way of being. Your body takes commands from your mind and thoughts. So it's very powerful. And intuitively, we all know that this resonates with us, because we know when we get spun up with worry or stress or negative thoughts or anger, we start getting an upset stomach or knots in our stomach, or our heart starts beating fast, or we get an excruciating headache. So we know they're connected. We know they're connected. So it only makes sense that if we something happens in early childhood, for instance, and it lands inside at a deep cellular level or subconscious level, that it can stay in there and over time cause a health issue. So that's the first thing that it's important to talk about. And I'll just stop in case you want to interact with that.
Well, here's what I want to interact with. And you just described most of the population in this country. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it, and I'm checking off my own mental checklist about myself, right? And I'm going, yep, check, yep, check, yep, check. Now, if you were just to take a segment of the population right now of people that have, let's just pick one item, job loss. People that started from the 1990s on that experienced the devastation of job loss and what the trauma of that is, you know, let's take a look at that for a minute. I mean, what would be the impact of something like that, Alice? I mean, I'm just giving you one idea, but it's an area that is so important to me. Millions of people have experienced the trauma of job loss, some worse than others.
Okay, well, first of all, any time that we have something happen in our lives that threatens our security, our financial security, where we worry about money, where we're concerned about where money is going to come from, and that's part of us, a lot of that can have an impact in our lower back. And there's a lot of men that I've worked with that have lower back problems, and a lot of it is linked with concerned about providing for the family and everything. It's also a place where you can put anger, too. But that would be, just as an example, a place where an experience like that could go into your body. It can go other places, too. It depends on how you interact with it. Are you working with it with anger? Are you working with it as a victim? Are you working with it as sadness, woe is me? You know, that also pinpoints how it could affect the body, where it could land, and what kind of health issue could be stirred up from it. But, yes, I agree with you. There's a lot of things going on right now with the marketplace and what we've been experiencing the last few years and how we look ahead and see what the outlook is that is not joyful in terms of,
right.
And so therefore it is going to have an impact on our health and our emotional state and our well-being, but we do have control by not going there. If we can not go to that negative place, it does a lot to help that not occur.
So I want to ask you, you know, this is obviously something that you're more than just passionate about this. I mean, there is clearly a commitment, Alice, from your point of view, to help people, to educate, to inform, to help people heal. And I want to ask you, given everything that you just talked about, what is the greatest challenge that the average everyday person faces in terms of A, understanding, and B, healing?
Okay, well, there's a lot of challenges, but you want the greatest. I think for the average person, the greatest challenge is for them to be willing to open up and just try something new. People are afraid to do something that's new. Because it's unknown, it's scary. But usually, the unknown can open new doors, new opportunities, new adventures, new challenges. So there's two ways to look at it. So the biggest challenge is to be open and try something new, because sometimes you could be beating your... There's people who take medication over and over and over again, like the woman I helped with kidney disease. She took her Benecol protocols, and she was consistent with them, but yet her disease progressed from stage 1 to stage 2 to stage 3 to stage 4, and then it was moving into stage 5. So she took them, but it didn't do what it was supposed to do. So there's a time when we need to be open, and that's just saying, okay, well, what's the harm? There's no negative side effects. I'm going to try this other thing. It's something new. I'm going to see how it goes. So that's number one. Number two, in terms of an issue that the majority of the population holds, I would say low self-esteem, not feeling good enough, is pretty much a theme for every single person that walks the face of this earth. And I believe strongly that spiritually it's something that every soul agreed to come in and tackle and master, because it is the greatest thing to love and honor yourself first. And it's hard and difficult for most men and women to do that. It's much easier to put everything and everybody else before you. But yet, what does that say? Does that mean you're not important? So if you look at what you're asking me on another level, what is the biggest thing that most people need to address and overcome mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I would say it's overcoming low self-esteem, not good enough, and feeling worthy, deserving, empowered, and awesome.
I know.
Turning that around.
Exactly. Let's turn it around. We're going to take a short break, because when we come back, we're going to give you some real ideas of what it means to heal. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about what do we need to know about food? What do we need to know about some of the new technologies out there that could help all of us understand what's going on in our bodies? What is it that we need to know to help folks in our family that may not understand the power of a supplement that takes care of indigestion and beyond? That's why Alice McCall is joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, boy, do we have some secrets to share with you. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. Those of you out there, let me just tell you that we are not going to cover the magnitude of what Alice McCall has put in her brand new book, Wellness Wisdom. But she did say she would come back. So we're great to know that. Alice, I am directing people to your website. I just want to make sure that everybody knows they can go to healingpath.info. Yeah, that's it, healingpath.info. Lots of information there, but you'll also get to check out the book, Wellness Wisdom. I wanted to get to some solutions because you have so many. And I wanted to know, where is a good place to start? You know, is it a good place to start to talk about what you've discovered in the holistic alternative arena? What's out there now?
Yeah, I'd love to talk. And I think maybe I'd like to do it sort of like in terms of priority. I'll give you an idea of what I'm trying to say here. When I was going through my own healing journey, and when I help other people with their healing path, there's only 24 hours in a day, and part of that time you need to sleep, and part of it there's other things you have to do. So there's so many protocols out there and so many things you could do. There's no way that you could do them all every day, and even if you tried, it would make you stressed out, and that would take the whole edge off natural healing.
Right.
Natural healing is supposed to be you're calm, you're peaceful, you're confident. Like you say, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Yeah.
That's the attitude you have to have when you're healing naturally. I know I'm healing. There's no doubt. Mm. I am successful. That has to be the headset. So with all of that said and done, my first priority has been the topic that we've been talking about so far, is making sure that I shifted the negative mental, emotional pieces of it, because that frees up the body to heal naturally. My
well, you know, I have to ask you this question because I'm getting instant messages in here. How do you stay out of that place? How do you stay out of a place of fear? You know, perhaps you've talked about the consequences of what happens when you stay in that fear of not having enough money, not having this, whatever the fear is. I mean, it really does wear you down. So the question then becomes, especially around health and healing, what you said is so important, Alice, it's that you've got to enter this journey without any doubt. And if you have doubt about these other things in your life, I mean, how does one get to that place where they can live fearlessly, doubt-free, so to speak?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things.
Okay.
One is I would recommend if someone's really serious that they work with a practitioner who does work like I do to help them go down and get their root cause out. Because once that's done, then you can maintain yourself pretty easily, and there's tools and techniques that I can share that can help you do it. That's number one. But some other tips just to help you get started, because I'm wanting to be practical here. Number one is as soon as you realize that you're starting to go there, realize how detrimental it can be and just say, I'm not going there, and consciously do something to shift your energy. Sometimes when I was writing out my checkbook when I was going through my real bad financial downturn, I started to have like a nervous heart because I knew there wasn't a lot of money in there and I was making out the bills. And so one thing I did is I just jumped up and I started doing a little dance in the room and I started singing a happy song and I just shook up my energy, just physically shook it up, sat back down, finished writing out the checks, closed the book, and moved on because I didn't want it to enter my space. That's one technique. You also can say, I'm not going there, and you can start affirming the other. So if you have fear of finances, immediately change it and say out loud, I'm always taken care of. I'm part of the abundant flow of the universe. My needs are always met. There's always money in my bank account to pay my bills. Whatever you want to say, because what you focus your thoughts on is what you get. So if you're worried and fearful, you could actually create the opposite of what you want. So shift them. Just make yourself do it. Just start prattling them off. And you could start laughing. You could start smiling. There's a lot of things you can do to shift. And if you really feel, Dr. Pat, if your listeners really feel that they're getting spun up, sit down, close your eyes, and start doing some deep belly breaths and send the breath to the part of your body that's in a knot or that has a headache, or that has a beating heart, or sweaty palms, whatever it is, with the word heal. And just sit there for 1 to 3 minutes breathing the word heal into the part of the body that's aggravated, and it will be miraculous because you will calm down. And once you calm down and your body calms down, you can shift your thoughts and intend and affirm the opposite of what the negative was. And you can start managing your life that way. I hope some of those tips help out.
Well, I think so. I think you pointed out several of them that are so important. You've got to really break the cycle. You've got to figure out how to break the cycle, because I think any one of us can take it and get on that spiral downward and not even realize how we got down there. I know I've been there in my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That doesn't help us, doesn't help our health, and it certainly doesn't help us find solution. You know, you cannot find solutions in when you're embedded in doubt. And we look for solutions at the human level, and sometimes we need to go beyond that. And I think that's part of, you know, the healing process as well. So thank you for sharing that. I hope that helped you all out there.
I thought I'd go on with some of the other protocols that you
absolutely
were interested.
I was just going to say, let's do it.
Okay, so the second priority that I had, and it's also a priority in my life, because I just want to say everything that I'm talking about is important for healing, but it's also good for maintaining health and preventing disease. It's all the same thing. It's about embracing a different lifestyle and making it part of your life. So taking time, and one of the things you can do on the first one is maybe embracing a practice of meditation so you get more in touch with your emotional self inside, maybe some journaling. Okay, so the second thing is eating healthy. And you touched on that a little bit when you said we would be back and talking about alkaline versus acidic. It's very important to look at the diet we're eating. We eat in this world, most of us eat for convenience and taste. And we don't even care if the food we eat is detrimental to our health, or it's doing nothing for our health, or whatever. We're just wanting convenience and taste. But there's another way to look at it. Every food that's out there, if you study it, and my book breaks it down, has healing properties. So depending on what the profile is in your family history or what your tendency is, you can incorporate certain foods in your diet that can help you heal. And it's always important to have a regular balanced pH. Most of the foods we eat are very acidic, and cancer and bacteria and fungus and all of those kinds of things breed in an acidic environment. That means meat, that means cheese, that means dairy product, that means sugar, that means desserts, that means coffee, that means alcohol, you know, all the things we all know and love. So what we need to do is find a balance. And so I feel, at least for myself, I just make sure I have vegetables every day and a good portion of it. And that helps bring the balance to my body, and especially green vegetables and greens like spinach and collards and Swiss chard. And the greens are really, really good. So all of that, and there's more to it, which is in my book, but it's incredibly important. So even though food doesn't cause a health issue, eating properly can help your environment be healthy, so you maybe can fight off an issue better or not get it, because we live in a toxic world. We're organic. We should be eating organic. We don't want to eat hormones and antibiotics and pesticides and cook with aluminum foil and put aluminum in us. All of that stuff is not good for our body. It's very unhealthy. So if we detox our past, both emotionally, mentally, and physically now, and we get a clean slate, then let's start holding positive thoughts, eating organic, heavy alkaline, and selecting the foods that have healing properties that can help us. So that's really a second priority for me in my life and my healing.
Mm. Let me ask you a question, because I know on just about everybody's list, there are absolutely the top three things you should be eating, but there's also the top three things you shouldn't be eating, especially for people that are out there that may have cancer. And we touched on a few of them. You know, what shows up on your list of absolutely do not have it if you have cancer?
Absolutely, especially for women and with breast cancer.
Women.
Don't have anything that could have hormones in it or have estrogen. So you want to cut out soy. You want to cut out any type of meat or chicken that's not organic. And, in fact, I would cut out mostly any meats. I would eat organic eggs, wild-caught fish, and do vegetable protein for protein. That's what I did on my journey, is what I still do. So I would sort of cut out that. And sugar breeds cancer and other things. Cut the sugar out, you know.
About this for a minute. So, you know, sugar, most people think of sugar, they think, okay, sugar, white sugar, I don't have any of that. But let me ask you a question about the whole conversation around gluten, gluten-free, wheat, and that.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people that are very high on the carbohydrate list, and I'm not sure how that affects cancer in the body or not. When you say sugar, I mean, you're right. Cancer loves sugar. That's just like a big old, that's like a birthday party.
Right.
But what about these other categories that are, for some people, are in the gray area?
Okay, well, and you're bringing up the topic of wheat-free, gluten-free. I think that's very important. Wheat is inflammatory. It makes you puff up. It agitates the body. So there's other grains. If you feel like you want to get carbs, there's healthy grains. There's quinoa. There's millet. There's barley. There's brown rice. These things are full of health properties, very good. Most of them have anti-cancer properties to them if you eat them, and they can give you that sort of bulk feeling that you need. And if you love pasta, just buy brown rice pasta, meaning the pasta that's really made with brown rice, not the wheat pasta that has other flavors in it. People think but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
So I agree with you. That is also a no-no, and it's a big no-no in my list of diet. I do not eat wheat products.
And it also has an adverse effect, you know, because of the carbohydrate and the conversion to sugar, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what people don't really understand, isn't it, Alice,
mm-hmm.
really?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yes, they think, well, I don't have any sugar. I don't even put sugar in my coffee. But you sit down and you look, well, I had a big bowl of pasta and this and that and the other thing. So thank you for sharing that. I want to take a moment before we do run out of time. I want to talk about some of the breakthroughs that you've discovered. You and I, during one of the breaks, talked about thermography.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take a moment to at least start with that conversation and see how many other technologies or modalities one should look at. Now, many folks are not going to know what thermography is. So let's take a moment to share that with them, if you don't mind, and then to share what it is you've discovered about them, about thermography.
Okay. First of all, I discovered thermography because I knew that I had healed my breast cancer. I felt the energy in my breast go dormant, but I had no way to prove it. And I didn't want to go back and get a mammogram and put radiation in my body because that aggravates cancer. And, you know, I didn't want to go back and do that. So after some research and everything, I learned about thermography, which is a really healthy alternative to the mammogram for early detection or screening for heat-sensitive diseases, of which, of course, is cancer. And what it is it's a digital scan of your body, and it scans by colored pixels. So you get a color, white is the hottest, then red, then orange, and then the blue and green sort of colors are your cool colors, your healthy colors. So you can get, even if you have a little speck, it will show up really early. Just to give you, our audience, how important this is, and I'm very passionate about this, my cancer was considered early detection, supposedly, but yet it was a little bit bigger than the top of my pinky finger. And, Dr. Pat, I don't consider the size of the top of my pinky finger early detection. That's a pretty good chunk of mass there.
Yeah, I would say that's a chunk, Alice.
Yeah, so the year before I had a mammogram and it didn't show up. The next year it's there, and we know that cancer is a slow-growing thing. It doesn't grow, you know, overnight in 1 second. So for some reason, I don't know what the magic size is that it shows, but I was sort of floored by that. You can identify cancer at a much earlier stage, and in fact, they even take a what they call a handprint or footprint of your breasts and the way your blood vessels flow through it. And if they see the footprint changing, it means that your blood vessels are starting to move to feed something else in your body. And that's an even earlier detector before you even get the heat in your body. And as one of our breast cancer specialists, Dr. Christine Northrup says, boy, at that stage, you can just love those girls and get rid of it right then and there because it's so early, just by sending them that good energy.
Yeah.
So I am a big proponent of the thermogram. And the other thing is, when you get a mammogram in, it's invasive. You're squashing your breasts. It hurts. You don't have that. And also, for the gentlemen that might be listening, you can get your whole body scanned, and for women too. If you get the upper body done, you're not just getting one or two breasts done. You're getting all of your lymph nodes underneath your arm, the lymph nodes in your neck, your whole upper back, all for the upper body scan. And if you get the whole body done, you get the whole body done. And it will show a lot. And I just feel it's the way to go. I'm totally on the thermogram program. I use it religiously. And whether or not my gynecologist likes it or not, I send the reports in. It's reviewed by a team of 3 medical doctors. It has to be acknowledged and accepted by the medical community, even though a lot of them will not recommend doing it. because it is reviewed, and it's a great alternative for healthy scanning without putting radiation in your body and very early detection.
So this is really one of these, right now, one of these breakthrough technologies that many of us are lobbying to get support, especially in our health insurance. This is where you and I just touched upon this earlier, that a lot of the research is going towards, the chemotherapies and those kinds of things. And we really do need to lobby for some of these funds to go to prevention. I mean, if the medical profession is not really looking at thermography as a solution, then how about we run some studies?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. You know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. I'm right with you. And I invite anyone to just get on the computer and Google and start learning about this. It's well documented in my book. I have a little chapter on it. You can pick it up and look at it on the thermography. But it's wonderful. And I have helped several of my clients who had thermography and they had a hot spot in their body. And they decided to work with me on it. We did a couple of sessions, addressed it, and 3 or 4 months later they would go back and get another scan, and it was gone. So it's a great thing to do. You know what's going on in your body before it's, you know, fast developed, as, you know, like mine was. That's beyond early detection to have a lump that size, in my mind.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't have a conversation with you about something we haven't talked about yet, and that is spirituality and spiritual practice and all of this, however one defines that. What was your spiritual journey like, Alice?
Oh, man, I'm getting chills all over my body just wanting to talk about it. And all I can say is all healing is spiritual first, and let me also say all of life is spiritual first. It put me closer to my creator, my higher guidance. I just had wonderful support. My dad, who's deceased, and my grandmother, who's his mom, were right by my side for my whole healing journey. They would come in my meditations and talk to me. They told me everything was going to be okay. They were with me. My angels and guides were with me. I'm so blessed. It brings tears to my eyes to even think about it. But the other thing that's so wonderful about something like this is until you have something like this happen, sometimes you don't realize that you need to go inside and do some work and get rid of your old bad habits and your old patterns and your old thinking, even if you're not aware of it. It could be subconscious. It usually is. But when you do that and you shift the energy, you start vibrating at such a higher level that nothing gets to you anymore. It's freeing. It allows you to not be so fearful and not be so worrisome. And people think of all these things as bad. I look at this diagnosis of breast cancer that I had and the journey that I did. I look at it as a gift. Because I am more spiritually aligned, I am healthier than ever before, I'm holding much higher vibrating energy in my body than ever before, my work has expanded even better than it was, even though I did good work before, it's even more expanded. It's a wonderful thing, and we've all agreed to come into this lifetime to accomplish and master certain things. And when we're off the path a little bit, our soul's going to give us something to wake us up to do it. And sometimes it's a disease, sometimes it's an illness, sometimes it's losing a job, sometimes it's a physical accident. It could be any number of things, divorce. And you know it's those times in your life when you grow the most and you become closer to your spiritual self and God. So, yes, it was definitely one of the best experiences in my life in retrospect from a spiritual perspective.
Well, and you do talk about it in the book. You know, we've talked about so many things here today. We didn't even get into the conversation about supplements, and so I hope you will come back. Mm-hmm. But before we do end the show, I'm sure there are some things we haven't talked about that are really important for you, for you to share with our listeners. Let's just take a minute or so, and I'd love to hear your personal message. You know, what would you say to the folks listening to the show that have a healing crisis and are really looking for complete healing?
And I want to say a couple of things. One is, don't forget the power of intention. All follows intention. When I learned about my diagnosis of breast cancer, after I got rid of my first initial shock and numbness like everybody would have, I sat down there and I made an intention, and it came right out of my heart and soul. I intend that I will be guided to successfully heal myself so I can offer hope to others and share what I've learned. And my book and talk shows such as this are a manifestation of that. If we with sacredness set an intention, God, the universe, angels, whatever you want to call your spiritual help, are going to line up behind you and help to make that happen. So first of all, don't forget the power of it and set that intention. And set the intention that if you don't have the skills and knowledge that you need, that you will be on the path so that it appears for you. You know, sometimes people will just come up when I was on my journey and share something with me that I just needed to know. Set that intention so that you can be successful with you. And the second thing is be open to explore the importance of not just the physical, which we spent a lot of time on, the mental and emotional, and I'm glad we did, because it's overlooked. Be open to explore that, because that's where you're going to really accelerate your healing, and if done correctly, it will help you not to have your health issue come back.
Thank you, Alice. My gosh, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, you have a lot, really, your own personal story and a lot of wisdom. And in the book, of course, is Wellness Wisdom. And we didn't talk about some of my favorites. I hope you will come back, Alice. I would really love to talk about what you have discovered so that we all can discover the healing power within. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I want to make sure all of you know that if you want to find out more about Alice, you want to get a copy of the book, go to her website, healingpath.info. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, if you've missed any part of this, go ahead and go to drpatlive.com. Remember, you have incredible power to heal yourself, and all of us together can heal this planet. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapbox, is way too high overgrown. Touch the sky, your high horse is taking north and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your